From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Colombia has ratified a peace deal with the rebel group known as FARC to end more than 50 years of war. Both the lower house and Senate approved the deal without any opposing votes. Miguel Pinto, Speaker of the lower house, says the vote demonstrates the commitment the Congress has with peace and also that Colombia is ready to begin immediately the implementation of the agreements so that the peace process goes through as best as possible. Peace negotiations have stretched on for 4 years in the effort to end the conflict that has killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions. U.S. allies in East Asia on Thursday welcomed the tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the United Nations Security Council, but few in the region expect these new measures to deter Kim Jong-un's government. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe put out a statement of support for the new council resolution, saying it reflects the international community's intention to take tough measures that are in a completely different dimension from past ones. The South Korean government urged North Korea to heed the international community's warning to halt its nuclear program or face further consequences. The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year in lost funds used to finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is heading back on the road Thursday for what he is calling a thank-you tour in Cincinnati, Ohio. Trump will make the stop there after appearing in Indiana to highlight an agreement with an air conditioner maker, Carrier, to keep about 1,000 jobs there. In Indiana, Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give more details on the deal. This is VOA News. Russia pledged Thursday to continue its support of Syrian forces in Aleppo until the city is cleared of terrorists. The comment from Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, came after a meeting Thursday with his Turkish counterpart, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Russia is a strong ally of President Bashar al-Assad, while Turkey supports the rebels who have spent more than 5 years trying to push him from power. OPEC on Wednesday agreed to cut oil production for the first time since 2008 in an effort to boost prices and challenge non-OPEC producers to follow suit. Russia, a non-OPEC member, agreed to cut its oil output by 300,000 barrels a day. The news from OPEC and Russia caused a 10% surge in oil prices in New York, an overall boost in energy stock prices. Soccer fans in Brazil and Colombia held tributes Wednesday night in honor of those killed earlier this week when a plane carrying a Brazilian team crashed in Colombia, killing 71 people. Earlier Wednesday, a cockpit audio recording obtained by Colombian media outlets revealed the pilot of the plane repeatedly asked for permission to land because the aircraft was out of fuel and had total electrical failure. Experts say the lack of an explosion on impact indicated a rare case of a jet running out of fuel. And December marks, December 1st, that is, World AIDS Day. For the past three decades, activists around the world put a spotlight on the AIDS virus on this day, encouraging testing and distributing information on how it spreads and how to keep from getting it. Voters in the West African country of Gambia are selecting the country's president on Thursday. Incumbent Yahya Jammeh, in power since 1994 and criticized for widespread human rights abuses, is running for a fifth consecutive term. President Jammeh has warned that even peaceful protests will not be permitted after Thursday's election, a move that comes as people are, for the first time, speaking out more freely against President Jammeh's rule. Just recapping some of our top stories today, President-elect Donald Trump heading to Indiana today on what he's calling a thank-you tour following his victory. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.